You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer-elect Denise Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airwaves and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hope and pray that all has been well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I want to welcome you to our virtual praise and worship church experience. This is a live recording. This is not a pre-recording, but this is a live virtual worship and praise church experience. This is our second Sunday church praise and worship experience in this month of April. So we're coming at you on today. This is the day that we celebrate, hallelujah, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so I want to just welcome all of you, my guests, my first-time listeners, my Kingdom Congregational Assembly, and my kinship family, hallelujah, and my colleagues, and all of you that are under the sound of my vocal cord. Get engaged and get close to your radio dial as I bring unto you the divine word of God. And so we're going to take our sermon from the key scripture, hallelujah, and it reads this. Mark 10 and 34 said, they will beat him with whips and crucify him, but on the third day he will rise to life again. Hallelujah. And so we're going to take our key scripture or our sermon. It's going to be Jesus, resurrection, magnanimous, illustrated. Hallelujah. So what that means, that God declared that on the third day he would raise from the grave. And he kept that promise. He kept that prophecy. Hallelujah. So we know that in the law of Matthew 16 and 16, hallelujah, it reads like this. It says, Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 16 and 16. We know that in the biographical archives, the Washington Post identifies that famous people with a single vocational note, such as home run king, emotional pitcher star. According to a reporter, one of these files is marked Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the martyr. Every individual who considers Jesus Christ makes some judgment about him. Hallelujah. We know that all of history is incomprehensible without Christ. We know that America concluded that his name is not so much written, but plowed into the history of the world. The reason for you being here at all, he gave himself a sacrifice for you and I and us. And now he waits for you and I and us to hear his call. Hallelujah. Your decision about Jesus today determines your destiny. We know that Jesus said that in 3 days, the grave could not hold him. And Jesus said in his word, he said that I am not a man that I should lie, nor am I a son of man that I should repent. We know that every prophecy ever spoken by Jesus Christ has, will, or soon to be, hallelujah, coming to its fruition. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Hebrew 12 and 2. We know that the bodies we now possess are prone to aging, physical decline, and ultimately death. But we know that the resurrection of Jesus Christ holds within it the promise of a new supernatural body, raised in glory, The Apostle Paul tells you and us that the body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Corinthians 15 and 42 through 43. As life takes its course in the aging process, we have the hope of a new body that will far outshine the original. Despite our aches and pains, our destiny belongs safely in the hands of Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of Hebrews 12 and 2. New bodies will be yours and mine and ours someday according to God's grand design. Forever with the Lord to reign, praise God for the promise divine. We know that in the twinkling of an eye, you and us, we shall be changed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that, O wretched man that I am, Jesus said, who will deliver me from the body of death? That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Romans 7 and 24. Who is not inspired by the competitor who makes a comeback after being down and seemingly out of the running? We know that the runner who stumbles while coming off the starting blocks, but moves gradually into the lead, stirs the imagination of us all. The team that can come from behind in the last moment to win excite us even more than the team that constantly wins by the scoring big in the first part of the game. Jesus made the most amazing comeback the world has ever seen. After being humiliated, insulted, spit upon, whipped, beaten, and nailed to a cross, his executioners claimed victory and declared him dead. Military, hallelujah, God secured his tomb. How could anyone be more down and out than that? Yet the struggle was not over. It was only the beginning. 3 days later, he rose from the grave and reappeared as the victor over sin, death, and hell. A comeback like no other in all history. Are you feeling out of the running on today? Have you stumbled badly? Think about Jesus' suffering. Ponder his resurrection. Ask him to give you the victory. Just imagine what he has to offer you. No matter how far down you are now, no one has ever overcome like our Lord. The great example is our Lord of overcoming power. The strength that brought him from the grave give hope in life's darkest hour. Jesus died to save us and to keep us. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. You might ask, overseer-elect Ward, how do you know that Christ has risen from the grave? Well, we can go into the epistle law of Mark 10 and 34. They will beat him with whips and crucify him, but on the third day, he will rise to life again. Before any of the events had occurred, Jesus made no less than 10 specific predictions about his death, his resurrection, all of which came true. Even critics agree that Jesus was crucified and died at Roman hands, and that the location of this tomb was public knowledge. Nor can anyone logically deny that a one or two stone was rolled over the face of the grave. A highly trained Roman military guard was set at the grave to prevent anyone from stealing the body. But almost everyone agrees, critic included, that the tomb was found empty on Sunday morning. There was numerous resurrection appearance of Christ after his death. He appeared to many different people, to disciples who did not believe it at first, to a crowd of 500, hallelujah, to a selective individual. He appeared to them in many different ways, locations, and circumstances. These appearances eventually compelled belief, despite skepticism, at the account revealed. We know that in the law of Matthew 28 and 6, he is not here. He is risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he laid. We know that the most exciting three words in the English language are, he is risen. The angels beside Jesus' open tomb spoke these words to the woman who had come to anoint Jesus' dead body. The angel asked them why they were looking at a grave for someone who was alive. Jesus was no longer there. He is alive. He is risen. He lived forevermore. Surely those 3 days while Jesus laid in the tomb were filled with darkness. Jesus had died, and along with him seemed to go the dreams and hopes of so many. The woman who came to anoint his body surely believed that the story was over. Perhaps a few of Jesus' followers remember his words. 3 days later, I will rise. In the epistle book of Mark 10:34, most seem to have missed it somehow. When Jesus arrived among his followers after his resurrection, they were filled with joy. Can you picture it? We serve a Savior who died and rose again because he lived, you and I and us. Hallelujah, we too can live forever. You can join in today. Come on and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. The angel said, do not be surprised. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He isn't here. He has been raised from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. We know that downcast and despairing young woman made her way in the early morning darkness to a fresh grave. Her heart was breaking and her body was aching. And for good reason, her best friend had been executed the day before, and she had not slept all night. Sorrow and horror, fear in her mind and eyes. She could see Jesus looking at her with love. She also could see him convulsing on the cross, bleeding and struggling to breathe. Hallelujah, she saw his limp body lowered into the ground. But her momentary replay of what she had witnessed was interrupted by a voice. The one who you are looking for is not here. He is risen. As she looked, she not only saw the glowing messenger who spoke these words, she saw that the one sealed tomb was now wide open. It was a miracle. It was more than she could have imagined. As she ran back to tell her friends what she had seen and heard, she heard herself speaking 3 words over and over again. My Redeemer lives. You can say those words right where you're sitting, right where you're kneeling, right where you're squatting, you know, stooping. That Jesus has made history. No one, hallelujah, since time of man, has ever risen from the grave. Methuselah couldn't do it. Muhammad couldn't do it. And many others, too numerous to call at this time. But Jesus is the only one that said in 3 days, I will rise. And he rose from the grave just as he prophesied that he would. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, ran to tell his disciple. But what on earth has happened to us? Celebrate with such irrepressible joy. Whether in Washington, San Francisco, Seattle, or Sydney. For a start, Christ came. He visited planet Earth like a meteor from outer space that struck with such an impact that the world has ever, hallelujah, been the same since. But that was only the beginning when the worst our world could muster. Death was brought down on him. He rose from the dead. Yet he blasted it open, bruised it aside, and now the entire universe itself will never be the same. Where once it was a claustrophobic death, locked safe, a gasping hole for freedom has been torn by the resurrection. Those two events, the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus, hallelujah, have changed everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Jesus said to the woman, Mary, she turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. The resurrection means that the elimination of space and time are abolished. We do not need to be born again at first century Palestinian to encounter Christ. That the risen Christ find us and call us. Whatever our situation, Christ break down historical and cultural barriers. Hallelujah. Ultimately, the barriers of death itself. Precisely because he is risen and alive. For man, death means a serving of relationship and that he is cut off from those who he knew and loved. The case of Jesus, we find that his death had exactly the opposite effect on accounts of the resurrection. It restored him to fellowship with those whom he loved. Mary Magdalene being a good example and opened up the possibility of fellowshipping with those whom, so to speak, he had never known like us. We know that Jesus rose from the grave. He's not in a Roman grave on today. He's not sitting in the middle. He's not sitting on the edge. He's not sitting in the rear. But Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of God in his heavenly dominion. And whoever have a desire to make Jesus your Lord and Savior today, he is available. He is yet alive. He is alive and well. Hallelujah. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any perpetitions that you would want the old ship of Zion, go down in prayer on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Hallelujah, God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Care of Overseer-elect Janice Ward. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. So until we meet again, you're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. We're going to change the dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you over to the hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So until we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, hymns of Zion. Bye for now.